morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Well, this morning we've been talking a lot about various types of houseplants and which ones would be best for you. And if you have any questions on that, give us a call. The number is toll-free. This time of the year, we're not as busy as we are during the spring. So that, you know, if you've tried in the past and haven't been able to get through, today is your day to call. We do want to apologize for last week. I came down with an unbelievable cold. You can probably still hear it in my voice. And I actually couldn't talk. And it happened overnight real, real fast. And again, I do apologize for putting a repeat show on for you last Sunday. But we'll make up for it in the weeks to come. So if we can help you, you give us a call right now, 800-259-9231. We talked about different types of houseplants for different locations. And that's something that's very, very important. When you go to a garden center or a greenhouse and you're looking for a plant, you need to be able to tell them what the exposure is. Is it going to be near the window? Is it going to be in a corner away from the window? Is it the window face south where it gets light coming through all day? Is it going to get morning sun and then just light? So these things you need to tell the people that are going to help you to select that plant. The other thing that's important is the type of heat that you have. Do you have baseboards or radiators? Or do you have forced hot air or a wood stove or a coal stove? Because that's important. When you have forced hot air or a wood or coal stove, that particular home is going to have drier air in it. So plants like gardenias, for example, they have a tough time. They'll grow, but the flower buds will fall from the plant unless you're able to miss where the bud is attached to the plant. Boston ferns, they like humidity. So if you have a Boston fern in a room with a wood stove, it's going to start to go downhill quickly because of the dryness of that room. So that can be something that you can tell the person so that they can help you to select the best plant. Now, if you do have a wood stove, you're probably cleaning it out every week. Don't take that wood ash to the dump. Take that wood ash and sprinkle it in your garden and on your lawn. So if you have a section of your lawn where you have moss, pick up that wood ash, sprinkle it right in that area. Even though there's snow on the ground right now, you can put it right on top of the snow. If you don't want that look of dirt, then save it. Take it out of the wood stove. Make sure that it's really cold. You don't want to put hot ashes in a plastic container and then have it melt or worse, begin a fire. But when the wood ash is all cooled, store it in your garage or in your tool shed, but make sure there are no hot ashes. And when the snow cover is gone, broadcast it in your gardens. A 5-gallon bucket of wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of the old-fashioned powdered lime. They'll both cover about 1,000 square feet. The difference is a bag of lime will take about 6 months to work. A bucket of wood ash will change the acidity in the soil in about 2 weeks. So it does work a lot faster than the old-fashioned lime. And it's something that will help you to have a good garden. Now, don't overuse it. I did that the first year I had a wood stove. I burnt about 3 to 4 cords of wood that winter, and I threw all of the wood ash in the garden. Nothing grew. It was a total disaster. I actually had to add aluminum sulfate to make the soil more acidic because I overused it. So a 5-gallon bucket will treat 1,000 square feet of lawn or garden. Okay? George, who's up next?
Got Jody from Cape Cod is on the line. She's got a real good question about wood ash.
Okay, Jody, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you. I've been using wood ash for years. My grandmother taught me to do it. I have a wood stove. But anyway, my question is, I've tried a few of those new logs. Some of them have wax, some of them don't. Is that safe to use in the compost or the garden?
Well, you can use it, but it's not going to be the same as burning a log. Some of those logs have paper in them. Some have ground up wood chips or sawdust. And what it does is if the log has a lot of soft woods in it, it will create creosote in your fire, in your chimney for your fireplace. And it will create problems in your garden. So if you're burning a few here and there, just, you know, you've got a short period of time, you want some ambiance in that room for a bit, that's not a problem. But if you're burning them on a regular basis, and you're using that, it won't do as good of a job. For the lawn to broadcast it, no problem. But if you're going to put a lot of it in the compost pile, it's not something that I would advise to do. For example, you can take newspaper and put newspaper in your compost pile, and it will break down, and it won't be a problem. Black and white print is not a problem. But when you use colored print, that's where you run into a problem. So if you're going to shred the newspaper, black and white is not a problem. But if you're using the comics, you're using advertising with a lot of color, some of the inks are not good for your garden. So stay away from that. And that's the same thing with a fireplace log. Regular wood is good. Those artificial logs are okay, but not in heavy quantities or in a lot. So if you're going to use it, I would put it on your lawn rather than in a vegetable garden where you're eating the produce from that garden. So for the lawn, no big deal. Flower beds, perennial beds, not a problem. Just keep them out of the compost and keep them out of your vegetable garden. Thank you. Good question. It's very timely, too. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. And if you'd like to see our newsletter, go to my website, paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. Top of the page, it says newsletter. We have over 7,000 people that receive the email newsletter every week. It's free. You can print it. You can save it. You can just delete it after you've read it, but there's a lot of good information every single week. All you need to do is put your email address, and every Thursday you will receive the email newsletter. And while you're on the website, look at the information about the trip we're planning to Ireland. We only have a couple of weeks left because February 1st, the airlines are going to be increasing the rates of the airline. So if you're thinking about it, then call the travel agency so they can get you in at a cheaper rate. And we do have an opening or two for single people. So if you're traveling alone, this is a good time. We can help you to find a roommate to share the cost, and that way it's cheaper for you. And I'll tell you, you will make friends so quick. Everybody that comes with us, we're like a big family, and by the time we leave, we're all friends. And I still communicate with a lot of my listeners that I travel with. So think about joining us to Ireland. Visit beautiful green and flowering Ireland in the springtime.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be James in Massachusetts. He's got a question about a Bocaveria.
James, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning, Paul. Happy Patriots Day.
Yes, happy Patriots Day for sure.
I have actually three bougainvillea in a pot. And I've never had good luck with them. I have about 20 house plants, and they all seem to thrive. And then bougainvillea, just I have a problem with. Leaves just turn yellow, and I'm thinking about changing the soil out. And was wondering what type I should probably use. And
okay,
what I'm doing wrong.
Now, do you put it outside during the summertime?
I just got these about 3 or 4 months ago.
Okay. Bougainvillea is a wonderful, wonderful plant. It's a vine, and you can make it grow on a trellis, and that would probably be the best way for you to grow it or grow it into a bush. The one thing that you probably quickly notice is bougainvillea has little thorns on it. So if you brush up against it, it could grab a hold of your clothing with the thorns. Probably scratch you a little bit, but it's one of my favorite summertime blooming plants. It needs direct sunlight, so that if you're trying to keep it during the winter, you have to put it in a south-facing window, otherwise it's going to drop foliage. Many years ago, I was visiting my sister in Florida, and we went to a bougainvillea nursery. That's all they grew. And it was during August. And we had a soaking rain early in the week. We had gone there later in the week. And all the flowers were on the ground. And I said to the man, "What happened?" And he said, "Bougainvillea will not tolerate heavy, heavy rain." And I said, "So if somebody bought it as a potted plant, put it on their deck, and they gave the plant too much water," he said, "that would force all the buds to drop all the flowers if it kept wet or if it had poor drainage. Or if you get into a period where it's cloudy and you're watering it too much, you will get foliage drop as well as flower drop. So cut back on the amount of water, rather dry than on the wet side." He told me that they love to be fed almost like a hibiscus every 2 weeks. So either use the little Osmocote pellets that you would put on every 3 months. And what I do for my house plants, on my calendar, I write January 1st, Osmocote. Then I'll go February, March, April 1st, Osmocote. Then May, June, July 1st, Osmocote. And I do that. So when I turn the calendar, I see that it's time to reapply the Osmocote. And I'll tell you, it makes a tremendous difference in the color of the foliage and in the bloom of flowering plants. So you give that a try. But run them on the dry side and give them as much sunshine as possible. Now, I have one bougainvillea that I've kept over. And we have, on one of the south-facing windows, we have Venetian blinds. So what I do is, in the morning, I open up the Venetian blinds and I pull them up so that the sun comes directly through the window and the Venetian blinds do not detract some of the light coming through. I spin the plant 50%, you know, so that whatever is looking outside today, when I water, is now facing inside the house. And that's made a big, big difference. So try doing that, and I'll tell you, your plants will do much better. And then when the weather is good, put them outside. So when the threat of frost is over, put them outside. The more sun you can give them, the better. And check the pot to make sure that it doesn't get pot bound. If you see that, looking at the root ball, it's just a solid layer of roots, repot the plant. Usually about every 2 years is good. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
Jonathan Green, is there anything new in the lawn business this year?
As a matter of fact, there is, Paul.
What's that, Jonathan?
I call it my Jonathan Green Miracal Fertilizer.
Is this a source of calcium like lime?
Yes, Paul. Miracal is natural and contains readily available calcium. Miracal releases trapped nutrients, and it also stimulates the beneficial microorganisms in the soil. Miracal is also palletized for easy spreading.
So Miracal is more effective than lime?
Oh, yes. One bag of Miracal can be the equivalent of 10 bags of lime for raising the pH, so it's less to lug home in the car.
Wow, this should save a lot of time and effort. Your Miracal sounds like a real winner.
Thank you, Paul.
Have Jonathan Green's Miracal fertilizer do all the work for you. Look for Jonathan Green products at your local nursery or garden center, and have a great spring.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatec, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, if we can help you, is 800-259-9231. George, who's up first? Tom, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've been listening for so long, I almost feel like you're my parent.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a question. My wife has these rubber plants that she's bought throughout the years, and she puts them throughout the house, and the leaves fall
yep.
off. They turn kind of brown, and they just drop.
Normally, rubber plants, when they lose the lower leaves, they're getting too much water.
Too much water?
When you get a leaf that's thick like that, and that size, and rubber plants, for one reason or another, will do much better if you water them less. So, for example, if you're watering a ficus or a schefflera or any other house plant, and you're doing it every week, you would do the rubber plant every other week. So it needs half the amount of water. Now, one thing she can do is if the plants are getting tall and there's no leaves on the bottom, what I'm going to do for you, Tom, is this. In the newsletter for this week, coming out on Thursday, I'm going to make a note right now, and I'm going to do a story on air layering. And air layering is a way that she can, what she would do is she would take a sharp knife or a single edge razor blade and cut a circle all the way around the stem, go down about an inch and a half, cut another circle all the way around the stem, and then remove the bark. So she's got an inch and a half of exposed tissue with no bark on it. Then she would sprinkle on that a little bit of rooting powder. Then take some long fiber sphagnum moss, or you could use regular peat moss if you have some in the house. Get it good and wet. Take a good handful, maybe a little bit more, and hold it around that stem that you've removed the bark. And then wrap this peat moss or sphagnum moss with some saran wrap. Top and bottom, put a twist them so that when you're looking at it, you've got a ball of moss covered with saran wrap with a twist them on each end. And within a month, you will see visible roots growing in that peat moss. She may have to undo the top twist them to add some water to keep it good and moist. But once she can visibly see roots developing, she just cuts the plant, takes off the plastic, and pots it. And now she has a plant that's shorter with leaves all the way to the ground. But I just made a note, I will do that for my newsletter and explain it in more detail for you. But rubber plants want, especially this time of the year, want more light than normal. Now, there's a green variety, and which is, kind of a deep green, but then there's one that's almost black in color. The darker leaf variety requires more sunlight than the one that's a deep green, because there's less green pigmentation in it. There's almost that purpley-black color. So tell her to move it closer to the window. Take her finger, push it into the soil at least 2 knuckles deep. If it's moist, leave it alone. Make sure that there's good drainage in the pot. And what I was always told, fill the container full of water, give it a chance to drain, and anything that comes out, get rid of it. Don't let it sit in a saucer of water. And if the plant is something that you can pick up, take the plant, put it in your kitchen sink or in the tub, really give it a good thorough soaking. A real good thorough soaking. Let it all drain thoroughly. And then leave it alone for 2 to 3 weeks before you water it again. So wet all of the soil and then give it a chance to dry. Sometimes what happens, the soil that you buy the plant with from Florida, where it's grown, what happens is, that soil is not real dirt. It's an artificial, it's a man-made soil. And they have to do that because Florida gets a lot of rain. And they need something that will drain quickly to get rid of the excess water. When that soil finally does dry, it will actually shrink, pulling away from the side of your pot. So sometimes when you water the plant, the water hits the soil, some of it gets absorbed, some of it will flow, hit the side of the pot, and because the soil shrank, it will quickly fall down that shrinkage and out into your saucer. And people say, whoa, it's already watered enough. So you end up with wet sides of your pot, a wet center, and then the core of the plant is bone dry. So that's why I say put it in the sink or the tub, thoroughly saturate it, and then put it back. Or if it's too heavy, water it a little bit. Give it a chance to soak in. Do your other plants. Come back, water it again, and when you see that it's coming out the bottom, then empty that saucer so that the roots don't sit in it, and you should be in much better shape. But normally, when a rubber plant drops the lower leaves, too much water. And if it's in a 8, 10, 12-inch pot, once every 2 to 3 weeks is more than enough. Thank you. George, who's next?
That would be Bill in Rhode Island, and he's got a question about aerating his lawn.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you today?
Terrific. And yourself?
So far, so good. Here's my question. I know you said that we should dethatch our lawns maybe every 2 to 3 years, but I've never heard you speak how often we should aerate the lawn. Should that be done once a year, or can you go 2 or 3 years?
Okay. The lawn that you're talking about, is it just a lawn to look at? Or are all your kids in the neighborhood kids playing baseball and football and on that lawn?
No, just my wife and I kind of enjoy the lawn. The kids are all grown.
Okay. Well, if the kids are all grown and there's nobody running on it on a regular basis to compact the soil, then you don't have to aerate it every year. If you had a whole bunch of kids playing on it, jumping on it, you know, having a great old time, which is what a lawn is worth, and that's what a lawn is for, then you would have to aerate it more often. But if it's just a lawn that you're using to make the house look good, you're enjoying that color, then the aeration could be done every 4 or 5 years.
Oh, wow, that long. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Unless you've got clay.
No, I'm pretty good.
If you had a good soaking rain and you had puddles, Bill, that sat there for a day or two before it drained, that would tell you you have clay, and then you would need to aerate it more often. But for the average home, aeration, if you're not stepping on it other than to mow the grass or to walk on it to water the flowers, every 5 years, and sometimes even more. If your soil is sandy, like if you lived on Cape Cod and you had a sandy soil, you would never have to aerate the lawn. Aeration is to break up compaction caused by people walking on it, from cars going on it, and so forth. So for the average person, maybe you do it once or twice every 10 years or so. But for you, I wouldn't even worry about it. As long as the grass is looking good, it's growing, and you're just enjoying the grass, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. Thank you. 800-259-9231. George, who's next?
That would be Donna in Massachusetts, and she's got a question about ghost pepper.
Donna, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you, Donna?
I'm good. My son-in-law is growing some ghost chilies. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Good. He's got some aphids, and he doesn't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. When you're growing something that you're going to eat the crop of, I try and stay away from any insecticide, if at all possible. And you tell him to go to a garden center, and what he wants is something called all-season oil or horticultural oil. Now, the way that oils work, and that's what I use for all my houseplants on a year-round basis. I don't use indoor houseplant sprays anymore, especially during the winter. The windows are closed, you've got the heat on, and when you use an indoor plant spray, you're breathing all of the fumes that pesticide is producing in your home. Horticultural oil or all-season oil, the way that it kills insects when you spray it on the plant, it coats their skin with oil. It plugs up all of the pores in their skin. And because it does that, the insect can't breathe and it ends up suffocating, and which is good. The other thing that this oil does is when you spray it on the plant and there are eggs from that insect, it will smother the eggs. So you're not only killing the adults that are creating the problem, but you're killing the eggs that are a future generation to create problems later on down the road. So tell them to use oil. And what's nice about the oil, the sun will break it down within a 10 to 14 day period. So you never have to worry about you eating that particular oil when you're eating that vegetable. If I'm going to grow, and I do, I have rosemary and parsley and basil. I just rinse it under warm water and the oil comes right off. If you're using an indoor plant spray, you may not get all that pesticide off the foliage. So use oil.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 is the number to call. Give us a call right now. 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
We have a call from Cal, from Sal in Cape Cod about a mimosa tree.
Okay, Sal, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you today? My pleasure.
My problem was with the mimosa tree. I have a problem with the never flowers. I have two of them never flowers, and also I got the cracks on the each branch. I don't know what's causing that. And what can I use for fertilizer?
Okay. How big are these trees?
Well, they're about four or five years old.
4 or 5 years old, and how tall?
Well, one of them is about maybe 10 foot tall. The other one is have a lot of branches, but it's only maybe 6 or 7.
Okay, but it's not blooming at all.
At all, no, never.
Nothing. Neither. Okay, and how much sunshine is it getting?
It gets full sun. One of them gets full sun, the other one partly shade.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is, first thing is you should cut a circle in your lawn, remove the grass about, 3 to 4 feet and put down some bark mulch. And by removing the grass and putting this layer of mulch, that will help. That way the grass doesn't steal all of the nutrition from the roots close to the trunk of the tree. Also, by putting a couple, 3 inches of bark mulch around the tree will make it easier for you to mow. And during the heat of summer, the mulch will hold the moisture in the ground longer. Now, to help it to produce a produce flowers, what I want you to do is this. I want you to feed it in the spring with a fertilizer called Plant Tone, PlantTone. All of the garden centers will sell this product. It's a slow-release, all-natural, all-organic fertilizer. And if you can do it in late March, early April, then again in late August, early September, that's going to help also. Now, another thing is it could be that your soil is acid. So when the snow is all gone, walk around the area where your trees and see if there's some moss growing. And if there's moss in your lawn, then you need to add some lime or the Jonathan Green Magic Cal, which is similar to lime, but it works a lot faster. So by making the soil less acidic and feeding your plant, the tree should bloom. And once it gets into that cycle of flowering, it will bloom every single year. So very important that you do that. So maybe adding some lime, feeding it with plantone, putting a circle of bark mulch around it, that will help. The other thing that you could try, and I've had unbelievable results with a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza is the new technology of gardening. And mycorrhiza is a product that eliminates the use of phosphorus. Phosphorus, if you use a lot of it in your ground, yes, your plants will bloom, but if you're near water, it will encourage algae to bloom, and your beautiful clear water will start to turn green with the algae. Mycorrhiza is something that naturally occurs in the soil in small quantities, and when you add a lot of it, it really makes plants grow. I first stumbled upon it. I put some around a red leaf maple, a red big leaf, the Norway maple, called Crimson King. The year after I used it, the tree grew 3 feet a year instead of a foot. It's incredible. So ask your local nursery for mycorrhiza. And you apply that in the springtime along with plantone fertilizer.